Always enjoy saying hello to our next guest, but especially today for a variety of reasons. Look, he's a gubernatorial candidate, and he's, as our last guest just said, he has a massive lead in the primary, so that's all good news for him. But Congressman, the Republican from the 10th District, John James, is also once a soldier, always a soldier, and he, in fact, was a helicopter pilot, and we appreciate the knowledge he can bring to this latest story in the big move. And look, I don't care where anybody stands on any of this. I couldn't be more proud of our young men and women in our incredible military to pull off one of the most difficult and most successful operations in the history of the United States military. And coming after several failures in the last administration, this is just what the doctor ordered. That aside, I welcome Congressman, gubernatorial candidate John James to Paul W. Smith in Focus. John, it's always a pleasure having you here, but it's especially useful and helpful to have you here after such an attack with all of your knowledge that you can share with us. Good afternoon and welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back. Happy New Year. God bless. And it's been an eventful couple of days. We have the greatest military the world's ever known, not necessarily because of the ability to fight, but the ability to keep the peace. And I think that executing this arrest with no loss of American life, I think is just a testament to the professionalism of our fighting force.
I guess what will matter a lot is how we move from this day forward. I kind of wish the president would not have at least publicly discounted the woman who actually got elected before but wasn't allowed to come in and serve, and saying he didn't think that she had the support in Venezuela. It's not for us to say. It's for the Venezuelan people to say, if we're being true to the fact that we're freeing the Venezuelans from this dictator who, while the liberals are saying, you can't kidnap a president of a country, we didn't. He kidnapped a country. He kidnapped Venezuela. He's not the president of Venezuela. He was not elected to be the president this third term or whatever term it was supposed to be. So I mean, all this stuff gets me very upset, but we're looking to see how it plays out. Any thoughts on your part?
Absolutely. It's absolutely essential that the Venezuelans are allowed to self-determine. And right now we are in a transition phase, most notably to make sure that another narco-terrorist doesn't come and take the country over, or some of our adversaries don't set up shop in the country. It is necessary and proper to make sure that we do not destabilize the entire country like America had done in the past with Iraq, which is part of the reason why me and my brothers were there fighting a 20-year war. We've learned the lessons from the past, and I believe that right now Delcy Rodriguez is the one who is going to be leading the transition. But if she doesn't do what's right, if she doesn't place the needs of her people first, if she doesn't respect democracy, then she's likely going to face a similar situation to Maduro. The Venezuelan people must be the only ones to determine the direction of their futures, with America's support, of course.
Let me correct something, unlike, say, a Jimmy Kimmel or somebody else who says false things and then, even when he knows they're false, doesn't correct them. I'm going to correct myself. That the woman I was talking about, Maria Corina Machado, she's the Venezuelan opposition leader, Nobel Peace Prize winner. She did not run and get elected. This is not one that she did not run and get elected. She intended to run against Maduro in 24, but the government barred her from running for office, and she went into hiding and wasn't seen for nearly a year. That's the woman that President Trump said Saturday he had not been in touch with her and said it would be, quote, very tough for her to lead Venezuela because, quote, she doesn't have the support within or the respect within the country. She's a very nice woman, but she doesn't have the respect. So I got that confused. She was not elected duly by the people. She didn't even run because she wasn't allowed to run. So I corrected that, unlike the likes of, say, Jimmy Kimmel, who wins big awards for telling lies on television. But go ahead. What else do you want to say, John?
Well, no, I believe the opposition leader was Edmundo González, who was elected, and actually, if Maduro wasn't a narco-terrorist crook, then Edmundo González would be the president, the duly elected president, which is what I believe our president was mentioning, is that Maria Corina Machado is a very well thought of political figure, but she is not the one who won the election. It is very important, again, these distinctions are important because the Venezuelans must be allowed to self-determine. No one is interested in forever wars. We must focus on the things that will make America stronger. And goodness, Michigan has its own problems. We have our issues with our education system, our infrastructure, our health care. Our unemployment is second highest in the entire nation. Our population rate is declining. Michigan has its own issues. And so while I was very, very impressed with the work that that was done by our outstanding military, putting the world on notice about our ability to come in and come out and do in 4 hours what Bush and Obama were unable to do in four terms. I think it underscores how special our military is, how well coordinated they were, and what we will do to protect American lives that have fallen to opioid and fentanyl over the years. But again, there's a lot more that we should be concerned about right here at home in Michigan. But I'm glad we have a president who can do multiple things at one time.
John James, Congressman John James, Republican from the 10th District, gubernatorial candidate, said to have a massive lead for the primary, is with us. You return to Washington on the Venezuela clash, the shutdown deadline. Here we go again, a shutdown of the government, and a health care fight. Let's go with the health care fight. What are your thoughts?
Well, we absolutely have to root out the fraud in the system. How is it that we have a system under Obamacare that steals from everyone and creates massive giveaways for health insurers and hospitals? I actually have a bill that is going to require transparency in our healthcare system. Well, I should say our sick care system, where it seems like these hospitals can jack up prices. And you don't figure out what's going on until after you get the bill, where these insurance companies can get good money thrown at them after bad, while we continue to get sicker and sicker. No more. We have to have a system that works for all Americans, where we have price transparency, where you have the control, not the power brokers in Lansing and D.C., not the power brokers who are working in the sick care system, but you. You deserve to have the transparency. You deserve to have the power, and we're going to be giving that power back to you if I have anything to say about it.
It's just incredible that really one of the most important things that you can do in Congress is make sure that the government is funded so that it can continue to operate. And yet we keep coming. Here we are in the heels of the longest shutdown in U.S. history last fall. This is ridiculous that we keep going back to that. It really is unacceptable. I wish there was something you could do to change that. And I wish you best of luck in your run for governor of the great state of Michigan. And I thank you, John James, as always, for all the good work you've done in the past, that you do today, and that I think you'll do in the future. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. Go Lions.
Go Lions. Well, okay. There's always next year. Go Lions. John James, Congressman John James, Republican from the 10th District, gubernatorial candidate. He's doing very well in that position for sure. Are you ready to go, Ryan?
Can't wait, Paul W. I'm telling you, 2026 is going to be the year of the lion. Go Lions, just like John James said.
I love the enthusiasm. JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani. You go on out, make it a great one. Regards, Paul W. Smith.